Let's cut through the drama. Let's get to the big point, the elephant in the room. What happened at dinner time the other night? I've heard all kinds of stories, booing, Lagarde storming out the room. What happened, sir?
Oh, this is so silly. So at the end of the evening, they called on me. I just published an op-ed in the Financial Times. And so they called on me. I gave, I don't know, 2-3 minutes of my FT, which basically said that globalization, right, and the outsourcing of your industry to the lowest cost in the world, right, had really left, had really harmed America, it had harmed Europe, and it had failed us, and that we need to reshore, need to take care of our own citizens. So that's basically the model. And when I was done with that 2 or 3 minutes, one person of the 200 odd people in the room booed. And I felt honored because it was Al Gore. You know, Al Gore booed. And I was like, really?
So Madame Lagarde wasn't throwing bread rolls at you from the back. That wasn't happening.
No, I mean, I put it in the FT. I mean, I wasn't like trying to be quiet about it. I mean, I think that globalization, right, and the idea of global supply chains and finding the lowest cost, I mean, that is just not the way to take care of your auto workers, right, who are in Ohio and Michigan. And so we're bringing that back. So think about this. When we were done with, we started auto tariffs, we started working on it in March, and we finished in November. And we were done, the last day when we finished, General Motors and Ford stocks each went up 10%. General Motors ended the year up 60%. If I had told you on January 1st that General Motors was gonna be in 60%, you would all said, oh, stop it. And how about this? On that same day, Sean Fain, who runs the United Auto Workers, called me and said, I can't believe I'm calling a Republican Secretary of Commerce to say, thank God for you and your administration. You're the first administration who's actually taking care of the auto workers of America.